Are you tired of poor dice play at the gaming table? Do you feel bad letting your friends down with weak rolls? Does your gaming life always feel like a critical miss? Your RPG experience doesn't have to be this way. Take the first step on the road to recovery at FanRollDice.com. At FanRollDice.com, you will find all the gaming accessories you need. Unique, well-crafted dice and accessories are there to elevate your gaming needs. The Rancor's Brothel is here to help. Use promo code RBP10 at checkout to receive 10% off any order. Go from zero to hero in your gaming group at FanRollDice.com. And save yourself 10% using code RBP10. A better gaming experience awaits you. Don't delay. Order today. Warning. This game's setting revolves around an active Middle East combat zone and contains references to extreme violence, graphic content, and other mature themes. Listener discretion is advised.
The Rancor's Brothel presents.
Want some whiskey in your water, sugar in your tea? What's all these crazy questions they're asking me? The craziest body that could ever be. So turn on the lights, cause I don't wanna see. My atonement has come. My atonement has come. That ain't the way to have fun.
Iconoclasts, a campaign of horrors modern and ancient.
Open up the window, let some air into this room. I think I'm almost choking from the smell of stale perfume and the cigarette you're smoking. Don't scare me half to death. Open up the window, let me catch my breath. Mama told me not to come. Mama told me not to come.
I think we need to hit Rassam's first.
I agree.
No, yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
So perhaps given, you know, depending on how long it takes to requisition the drone, we could spend that time researching whatever time we have. Making calls.
Touching base with contacts of Rassam outside of Iraq to find out who his contacts are at the university to maybe get a contact with these people.
Yeah, this guy had a history with MI6 that we heard about.
And
the CIA.
MI6 OSS.
Correct.
Cambridge, wasn't it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So he's got degrees from Cambridge and as well as
how do you say that?
I don't know.
See if any
Freie Universität.
Universität, Germany.
In Germany. But he was a professor at Mosul.
Yeah, see if any other his academic contacts at any of those universities have any recollection of him mentioning, you know, this throne of blood.
Also contacts of his wife, because she was the University of Mosul librarian.
But that was in 1980. She died in 1980.
And she died.
Yeah. That's fine.
But sort of the same thing. If you want to do a history roll and start researching winds unknown to a Dodd, you can.
I want
to
roll, Cody.
But again, it's going to take 1d4 days.
Right.
So that's just why I'm making sure that I'm...
That is a hell of a Google search.
Yeah, right.
You know, wartime internet is just not...
I've been lost in YouTube for 1d4 days. Come on, Cody.
That's the problem. You keep turning back and he's watching meme videos while he's waiting for the database to load.
George bit my finger. Get on task.
So that's just why I want to make sure, and that's one of the reasons why I set up the Discord, because you don't even necessarily have to make the decision now. You just have to make it enough that I know where we're going next session. So just making sure that it all makes sense. Because like I said, you all could make a decision. I could make a couple of rolls and a week could go by.
Yeah.
Should we be requisitioning transport?
Yes.
We're going to not walk.
Yeah, we're going to have to get to Rassam's.
Yeah, I just don't want to be like, all right, we're going to Rassam's. And Grady's like, in what vehicle?
My vote is motorcycles. Because why not?
Sidecars. Yeah. We need four motorcycles with sidecars.
I need
Susan
goggles.
Hastings with a lance.
And I was thinking Lance Sean Connery in the sidecar, but yeah, that'd work too.
Susan, but she's tied the elder sign facing out.
Yep. Just
on the Lance.
Front of the bike.
Let's find this son of a bitch. I'll poke him back in.
And then you, like I said, you can also call the colonel as well. He may be able to provide stuff as you plan. But yes, mm-hmm. you would know as officers and stuff, you don't want to half-assed go in even to Rassam's place. Like, you want to think about that before you do that. So.
Do we need to make a roll to get vehicle transport?
What kind of vehicle transport do you want?
Probably just a Humvee.
Do we want something that could potentially hold more than five people?
Well, considering we saw the video and it crashing through a windshield and killing people, something armored.
Yeah, maybe not a Humvee, but an armored personnel carrier. Carrier, because I think that holds up to 10.
Right? We got to think about exposure, though, at that point, too, though. Right. So we are going to be rural.
Mind handing me?
Well, I don't even know that it's something we really need to requisition. It's just we got to sign one out at the base. We're there legitimately.
I mean, they probably got the regular, like the Toyota trucks.
Yeah. So, well, we want Land Cruisers with armor.
The other thing is do you want to take a 40-mile drive in an American armored vehicle directly towards enemy combatants' lines? Exposure.
Right.
Like, that's a choice. You can make it. But just think about that. Or do you want to be in a couple of pickup trucks with, you know, the black flag of ISIL dangling off the back?
That's a good point.
Do you want to walk? Do you want to take a motorcycle?
I'd like to take a same-day bus ticket, please.
Do you want to take a Black Hawk chopper? These are options.
Yeah, we can charter a helicopter for a single trip.
Now, keep in mind, most of those requisitions in there are for agents in the United States doing, like, domestic things. So,
yeah, that's true.
Chartering a helicopter in a war zone is going to be a little bit different.
What would be something that would be normal for a rural area of a war-torn conflict zone?
Trash day of pickup trucks?
I mean, services I still have to run, obviously, yeah.
Armored SUVs?
I don't know. To go to an abandoned house, that might be a little conspicuous.
Is it abandoned?
I'm waiting on our drone, Cody.
Well, I'm waiting to know if I should advance time. I can do whatever you want. And to be fair, it's 1d4 days. There's an opportunity of days. Could be one, it could be four.
I would like one modern tank, please.
That's a very good point. We should probably recon the area before a full team goes in.
Why would you do that?
That was the whole point of getting the drone first day.
I don't mean getting a drone, because that's going to take days. We need to have somebody surveil the place.
All right, who's our military? I mean, I'm a U.S. Army intelligence, so I mean, I could do it.
Do you want to put agents in the field? Do you want contacts on the inside? Do you want to talk to the intelligence community and see if you can't get a spy satellite to look for you?
We haven't had any contact from this site since Cowboy brought back the video surveillance.
Correct.
According to him.
We did have the satellite image. Was that actual?
That was an actual satellite image of the property, yes.
From when?
Oh, it probably would not have been recent.
Okay.
It's more like a Google Earth image than an actual spy satellite has been tasked to look.
What do we got to do to task a spy satellite?
Excellent question. You probably need a contact who has control of a satellite, I would imagine. Let me look and see if there are any other options. It's a big book, and I've read most of it. I don't know it all for sure.
I'll just call down the Hammer of Dawn right in the middle of Mosul.
It's an option.
Those satellites were decommissioned as part of the Treaty of.
There's enough folks here. The book recommends a contact in the NRO.
Standing for National Reconnaissance Office?
I believe so, yes.
Yeah, okay.
It's part of the American Intel community.
Yep.
So do we have contacts for somebody in the NRO in the pack?
Allied intelligence.
You have to start developing them.
No, I'm looking at the packet that what's his name gave us?
CIA. Who was the else? CIA? We had three of them.
CIA.
Yep.
Right, but
I mean,
in the packet that Gwen gave us is contact info for U.S. and Allied intelligence services. Mm-hmm. Does that include the NRO?
I will take a look.
Yeah, can we get a?
It is National Reconnaissance Office. It's out.
Can we get a detailed list of the contacts that we've been provided?
Sure.
I'm guessing Jennifer's contacts. I mean, I'm guessing that she has that number.
Female Jack Ryan?
Yeah, she pretty much is.
Yeah.
She's more Greer than Ryan. She's the one developing the relationships.
True. Yeah, true.
She's creating assets as opposed to an analyst.
But God, wouldn't you would love to have his contact list on his phone?
Yeah. Yep. Oh, shit. No shit.
Oh, the president of this country? Yeah, I just talked to her last week.
I would not want to be Greer's character in the Moscow.
Oh, that was so awesome.
Yeah.
When he was in the Kremlin.
Yeah.
I was like, God's Christ.
Yeah. I wouldn't want to be Greer now. Did you watch the most recent season, Jack Ryan? That character that I was talking about is the mechanic. He was in the first season and helped them find Suleiman's wife and daughters. And he hated him. And then all of a sudden he showed up again in the most recent. And that's the guy who hid him in the mechanic's office.
Oh, yeah.
That guy. Just a more Arabic version of Sloan.
No, I specifically watched that before we started doing this. Just because I wanted more spycraft material to
pull from.
Yeah. And now I can't hardly remember it.
Yeah, go home and watch it again.
I think I might. Might watch the first season again, too.
You got that list of contacts for us by chance?
You still need to develop them, but yes, there are contacts. I just don't want to info dump everything in the book. But yes, I can give you
some contacts to develop.
I'm not 100% sure why he actually wrote that in things that you were given. It's interesting to me. I think it's just to give you an in if you create your own characters, because your characters would have folks that they know in the region. It gives me a bunch of NPCs that I can kind of plug and play, but they're very diverse because he wants to give you a lot of different characters to play with. I would let Daniel's character, who is the case officer, if you want to make a bureaucracy role, Daniel.
Oh, for Jennifer?
Yeah.
Okay.
This is not a long-term thing. This is just a knowledge thing.
Good Lord, those dice are done. Fail. 91 over 60.
There's nobody that you know personally, but looking at the list of contacts and kind of... there's stuff there, but it's parsing out what would and would not be useful. You find the name Irene Hovhanesyan, who is a CIA assistant deputy director of Middle Eastern operations. You don't know them, so you'd have to reach out and make contact and go through the rigmarole, but this is somebody who is high up in the CIA, would have access to a lot of signals intelligence, and is clearly very focused on the region and everything that's going on. So if you'd like to develop that contact, that could be a thing that you do.
Is everybody okay with tasking Jennifer's time to that?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I think that would be a valuable asset.
I'll put that in persons of interest.
I would imagine the staff sergeant who's been assigned for the last year to a Delta Green affiliated task force with JSOC, identifying and tracking high priority targets. Would know the best means of travel to go relatively unnoticed in the region.
What's his military land? Military, right. Whatever. Military science land.
40.
Okay. This one's 60.
Oh, okay.
So between the two of them,
it's 100.
Yeah. Yeah. That counts.
We don't even need to make a roll.
So that contact could possibly lead to infiltration for the university and the hospital, depending on what influence she has in the region.
As well as potential assets on the ground.
Yep. So.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Something. Forgot a little detail that I didn't send yet.
Oh.
Something to boil in the pot while we're checking out Rasad's house.
She hates Major Holson.
Did roll a 91.
She's based out of Qatar.
That's not local, relatively speaking.
Al Udeid Air Base in Qatar.
Well, I mean, if anybody's Qatar, local, they're in the shit right now. So,
yeah.
So who's doing that? Olson?
No.
That's no. Jennifer Jeshirazi.
So Jennifer?
Mm-hmm.
She's the CIA case officer.
Okay.
With all the assets.
Spencer looks like he has something he wants to either ask or say.
Oh, I was just going to say, I thought you were asking about what Captain Dan was going to do, which was figure out the best path to Rasam's.
So you're the primary agent on talking to this assistant CIA deputy director then. So I need a...
Miriam Hassan? Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Bureaucracy test, Daniel.
That's the one I just failed, right?
Correct.
You may do another one. Okay.
I mean...
I will gladly do another one for you, Cody.
Can't get much worse.
I mean...
apparently it can.
I just need to stop. I really do. I need to stop.
What was it? Zeros, baby.
No fucking way. Hey?
You just had to say it couldn't get much worse.
I didn't sorry, say that, it.
No, that's no, me. That's
I did
me.
Not that's
my
say
fault.
It.
It's my
waiting
fault.
Waiting on Dan to pass a roll today.
Wow, that's
I think you
bad.
Passed what?
Let's just be thankful we're not firing weapons right now, okay?
Yeah.
Because somebody got a hole in the head. That was...
And not the right one.
No.
You just burned all potential surveillance by satellite.
I think we just crashed the satellite. Yeah. That's what
So no, yeah, you're looking into it. It's going well.
Yeah.
It's going well. Yeah.
Thanks.
Going 6 days of time for nothing.
Playing with the Google Doodle.
you just sent a text, hey BB, how about them photos? Meanwhile you're like playing boop boop, playing Pong on the does satellite phone have Snake?
Yeah, it would be Snake. Are these Nokia satellite phones?
Are there other things that you guys would like to set in motion?
Not if Dan.
I don't know now.
Not if.
If
you go to Vegas.
If we're doing prep work before we go to Rasam's, then I think Hastings will start researching the tablets.
Okay. If Hastings does that, I believe I need a history roll.
$75/80.
Wow.
You guys are doing great.
I know, right?
I didn't even made you make that many rolls. Like,
yeah. Yeah.
Anything else?
So, Susan, what can I research to complement what you're already doing, or what other historical research can I accomplish? I guess I could use my context in academia to understand a little bit more about Rasam's past, how he acquired the piece, who may have owned it before him. knowing more about its origin in general.
I mean, surely he was passionate about this. He must have talked about it with some colleagues.
Yeah. What would I roll, Cody?
I'm just curious of what your tactic is. So what are you attempting to do?
I was hoping I could get away with being super general, Cody.
And saving the day.
Yeah.
Can I make a roll to save the day?
Okay, yeah, so I'll be more specific then. What do we care about more? Do we care more about where the thing came from? Or do we care about Rassam's finding more Rassam's research outside of his house? What do we care about more?
I think we need to figure out what it's after. Okay. Like what its purpose is, what it's drawn to. We know the light is a vulnerability. We need to figure out if there are any more of those.
Yeah.
Any recorded histories of
So we know it's Assyrian, right?
I think he made a mistake. Acadian? I'm pretty sure it's Akkadian.
Okay.
Because he said Assyrian earlier, but the translation is actually Akkadian.
Yes. Okay. And so I you know, I have an expertise in Mesopotamian history. So I don't know if that's something I could go into.
Yeah, I mean, his degrees are literally advanced degrees in Mesopotamian archaeology.
Yep. Is that specific enough, Cody?
I'm not sure. I'm not figuring out what you've asked.
Oh, yeah.
Do you have Akkadian?
What the hell are you saying?
Your answer must be in the form of a question.
He asked you a question.
Yeah.
Do you have Akkadian?
I believe Susan Hastings is the only character with Akkadian.
Okay. Just curious.
I could be wrong, but
not over here.
I had to look it up. I wasn't even sure what it was for.
Speaking.
Cody.
Yes.
I would like to know, looking for any evidence in the historical record of this phenomenon, its effects, you know, how to deal with it.
You're doing this
a deus ex machina button that you go.
Are you doing this from like a history perspective?
Yeah, from a history perspective.
Cult perspective.
From a networking perspective.
Ooh. From a
look at your percentages and skills and make a decision.
Do you want to drive to the University of Baghdad and talk to them? Do you want to call Cambridge? Do you want to call Gwyn? Do you want to...
Dear Chat GPT, tell me a story about how to put the Father War back in his fucking home.
Please show Chat GPT the Elder Sign and be like, can you define hypergeometry, Chat GPT? The scenario.
Yes, I can. It's magic. That's all it says back to you.
This is how Skynet is created, but not just like the robot killing Skynet, the creepy summon Cthulhu Skynet. Man, that's a scenario right there. Holy shit. Feed fucking esoteric symbols into the goddamn chat AI and have it extrapolate more images.
Oof.
Shit, I need to write that scenario right now.
What was the scenario that was
observer effect?
Yes, observer effect.
I write that shit down. What would happen if you did that?
What if you made the AI sentient? What would it do? And then how do you kill the internet? So did you ever frame your question in any sort of skill roll or option?
I thought I was just gonna like search Google for you know, where is the red button that I push?
No. I'm glad you spent all that time and all those weeks listening to things that are trading apps.
Well, if I roll as well as this guy, it'll be equivalent anyway. Oh man. Okay, I like the idea of pursuing his personal contacts, because we probably have similar social circles. Okay. So I want to go through just contacting his. Let me get real specific, Cody. I'll contact his doctoral thesis advisor. Is that specific enough?
I'm just making sure that I understand.
How old your character?
45.
How old do you think the advisor is of a man who died when he was 94?
Yeah, I forgot how fucking old he is.
Pretty spry.
He's almost, pretty, is he?
Not, like, not trying he, to be a dick. Almost,
no, 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 no. It's a really good point. That's right. He was unusually spry for 94. I'm actually glad you brought
that up. Roll like 8 days just to find out he's dead.
I don't know why you wanted this, but yeah, his academic advisor died like 48 years ago.
Yeah, his advisor was 70 years old when he was advising him in 1943.
Oh.
Turned out he was a Nazi sympathizer. I don't know what happened. Yeah, right.
You go back far enough.
Yeah.
You realize that, like, his interaction with the United States and their intelligence industry went from fucking Truman all the way through Bill Clinton.
Yeah, yes, that's true.
He's quite old.
Yeah. I mean, yes, speaking of which, you know, trying to get more information about him from my, instead of going my academic route, going my CIA route and getting more information on him from the company.
Good. You could. I mean, like I said, if you want to pursue, then, like, I mean, if you want to get his contacts, he was clearly involved in the University of Baghdad. You could reach out and try and make a social contact that way.
Yeah.
I'm okay with whatever.
Yep. Yeah, I'll reach out and try to make a social contact.
So I need some sort of social role then. Bureaucracy makes the most sense, but this isn't strictly military. So if you have other social roles.
I mean, there's only a couple of social roles.
Well, social adjacent. I'd let you make a history role, but I'm going to penalize it because it's not like you're actually researching history.
Right. How good's your occult role?
Quite good for a cult. It's 60%. Yeah, no, that's something else I was thinking about, how to capitalize on that. I don't know.
Wouldn't that fall under human int, right?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Yes. As we've played human in this game, it's almost more of like a...
It's a psychology.
Like a psychology role. Like,
so not for like people yet.
Recognizing...
Intuition, that's right.
Correct. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I asked Grady about that before we started playing, because human intelligence is like network building, like that character does.
Think, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The cult is definitely an option too. Whatever you want to go after.
Yeah. Help me think through a cult, guys, and what angle I could take. We're losing the plot because Cody got me fucked up. So
you're reaching out to academic colleagues.
Yeah. What do we care? Like, what do we really care about? We're just circle jerking. Right? Like, what do we want me
start
to
start? Use a cult to start looking up the Throne of Blood and
anything that Assad might have mentioned or shared with colleagues.
That's great.
Because I mean, looking at historical information through an occult lens is definitely going to be giving us
rabbit hole,
not just a rabbit hole, but it's going to give us a more legitimate look at what this thing potentially has been recorded as or could be.
Yep. I love it.
Make me an occult roll.
Yeah, I get to roll. Come on, baby. Don't give me that.
Don't look at these.
Yeah. Don't get near it. Don't touch my dice, Daniel. Mm. 16. That's not too bad, I guess.
No, I mean, it's packed.
It's, it's a 16 under 60.
Yep, so, 16 under 60.
So the thing about Delta Green that I don't get is the higher roll still better? I heard RPPR say it's Price is Right rules. Closest to the max is better, like in a contested roll.
Unless you go over.
I only
think about that in contested rolls.
Okay.
I would not think a 16 under 50 is inconsequential to me compared to a 49 under 50. I don't see them as any different. They're a success.
Right. But so anybody can roll a 10 and pass a skill.
Correct.
But somebody who rolls a 75 has to be excellent at.
Correct. No, no, no. I understand. I understand the concept. I don't see the point of it in a skill roll.
Okay.
In a contested roll, it does make sense.
Yes.
If I'm fighting you hand to hand and I get 75 under my 80, that's way more impressive than your 10 under 20. 11. Yes. Like, I am much more skilled than you. So in a contested roll, it's highest success.
Okay. Wins. I just wondered.
But like, I don't care if he rolls 16 or 49. As long as it's under 50, unless it's a critical success, I don't care.
Okay.
As far as I'm concerned, 16 is no different from a.
I didn't know if like the 75 under 80 would give us less time.
No,
no.
Not the way that I'm.
Do the Delta Green rules specify anything about narrative control with the successes in this, or is it always with you?
It's mostly dictated by me.
Okay.
Yeah. But like I said, you guys are making progress. What day is the day anyway? It's April 2nd, right?
Yes, we got to the airbase on the 2nd.
Remind me what constitutes a critical success.
Doubles. 11, 22.
Multiples of 11.
33, yeah. Sweet. Or 0-1 is a critical success. 0-0 or 9... I forget. 0-0 is always a critical fumble.
Depending on your skill and certain things will reduce. So like you could be 96 to 100 is, you know, a critical failure with somebody who's not really well trained in a certain item or the actual stats of it. Or am I mixing Call of Cthulhu?
I think that's Call of Cthulhu. Yeah, that's the extreme and whatever. Yeah.
Correct. That doesn't exist here.
Gotcha.
Good. Ready to advance time then?
Is there anybody else who we want to have do things?
So we are not making any type of physical move on Rasad's home until the drone requisition comes through. Is that correct?
Unless we're putting people in the field to do physical surveillance.
I mean, that's my question. Do we want to do that before we do this one die four day
advance? I don't think that a nighttime surveillance would be out of line.
Would we want to do nighttime surveillance with a thing that only does
well if we were
things at night?
If we were going into the city,
located in Ermosul, so yeah. I mean, rural area should be theoretically uncontested. So
I mean, I don't know that we can necessarily rule out the fact that it was opportunistic because these people were outside in the dark.
And you do have to keep in mind, going into the field is quite possibly the most dangerous thing that you can do. So. Do you want to build a contact who can give you satellite imagery first? Do you want to? That's do you want burned. Eyes on? Do you want? You know, it's whatever
so
you want to do.
So we're supposed to be the guys in the room who just.
Most of your characters are. You have folks. If you want to say go out right. in the desert for 2 or 3 days, we can see how that goes.
Right. That's what I'm curious about. But I also don't want to start losing our team members.
Do we want to take the chance of Lucas playing one of our characters?
That's the other thing. Do you want to pay some Kurdish Peshmerga $50,000 and say, hey, can you go watch this farm for a couple days?
50K?
I'm just, there are options. Mm-hmm. It just depends on what you want to do. You've set some things in motion. Those characters are tied up for a few days as they do stuff. And like I said, it's also, I know this is going to sap people's brains faster than a regular gaming session. So I know
I would like to know the currency exchange. 16.
Yeah, the 112,000, that is American, right?
Yes.
Yep.
Okay.
Hundos.
And it's all dated before the Americans invaded Iraq. So it's old money. Less traceable.
Yep.
You can buy some really cool stuff with that. Do you want to buy contacts? Do you want to literally walk across the base and talk to, you know, some Iraqi soldiers? Up to you.
Okay.
No, because we don't know who's the Iranian spies is the problem.
Well, I mean, they could probably be bought too.
Is that right? 163 million dinar?
Yeah, but look up what a gallon of milk costs in dinar.
If it costs 85,000.
Don't go dinar. Buy eggs. Don't go buy eggs.
Definitely go buy milk.
Yeah, right. Yeah, having chickens isn't worth it at all. Don't do it. But I've never I've never felt smarter for having chickens than I do right now.
You mean superior?
Yeah.
A milk regular, quarter of a liter, 28 cents.
American or?
Yeah. And we're going to look specifically in Mosul. 26 cents. Okay.
So, yeah, the dollar goes pretty far here then.
Yeah. Something to keep in mind before we give 50,000 US dollars to somebody.
Yep.
We just made him a warlord. Yeah.
Yeah. Him? I think we made them all warlords.
Yeah.
We have all the goats now.
All your base are belong to us.
Oh yeah, no, you want to just start handing out thousands of dollars to random Kurds? Yeah, we'll see what happens.
You want to reprise your role as a as a rapper throwing money at people? Oh shit.
Anything else you want to do?
Al Rabani is doing the requisition portion, right? Is that who was doing that?
I showed that Landry was requisitioning a drone.
So then technically the NSA crypto analyst can be doing something.
Yes.
He's a SIGINT guy. Yeah. Help me think of what he can be doing.
And we got more than one SIGINT. Because Mary is as well. So
yeah.
Mary's doing it. No, Jennifer's doing it.
Yeah, Jennifer's doing
that. So we have characters who could be doing things.
We're probably responsible for intelligence from this point forward.
You probably also can't have all eight characters do all things in one day, probably, but
yeah,
they're all doing things at different places, so.
Right. So do we need to have someone monitoring chatter for continued incidents? Like we need to keep abreast of what's going on.
That's what I wanted to do, but I assumed that we would have to be inside Mosul to do it. I didn't think we could do it outside. That was one of my goals for when I infiltrated the hospital.
Makes sense.
And I actually have the equipment to do that, but it's cellular equipment, so the range is going to be a factor.
Would I be able to analyze and figure out, I mean, would we have reports of how ISIL is communicating? Like, are they using Facebook Messenger?
Oh, yeah. No, they're using all kinds of social media apps and cell phones. And
so our
U.S. allied services in the area, our contacts that we have in this case, that's probably some of the intel that they're going to have. Because obviously that stuff's being monitored.
Right, but didn't you bork our communications?
You don't know that yet, though. She's over there tip-tapping away.
Then Al Rabani will start looking at like local Facebook groups and like ISIL support groups online. It's not like they don't do videos. You couldn't backtrack and follow users to their homepages.
Okay. Sure, make me a SIGINT roll.
64 under 80.
Are you signing up to the ISIS book club?
I'm going to purchase a subscription to Dabiq.
Click. Add to cart.
It's like, we know that they film propaganda videos. What are they putting out?
Probably a lot of, we are going to win this war. Right now.
Yeah, but I want to see the stuff where they're like look what the what they consider us. I always have the
infidels.
Yeah, there we go. I think I had a different like biblical term in my head that it was not. I was like, that's not right.
I'm gonna figure out how I'm gonna credit that role. I think so. You can talk amongst yourselves.
I'd kind of like to have Pashkev figure out who on the base is going to be off duty, like they're getting a weekend or something like that, and approach them, offer them $100 up front to go and surveil this house for a night. Don't approach. Come back with whatever you see, and I got another $100 for you.
Oh, crazy house where people lose their skin. No way, man. Yeah.
You fucking crazy lady.
Might have to. They could just like take the $100, hang out at their uncle's for the weekend, and then come back and be like, I saw nothing, and then get the other $100. We have to give them some way to
might want
to require some recording or
yeah,
might want yeah.
Variable our assets there. Yeah. get some multiple angles going.
Yeah, and also their willingness to do so will be dependent on how hot that area is in terms of conflict. I don't know.
It shouldn't be
the rural area.
Rural area on the west side of the city where the fighting's on the southeast.
I mean, we get a couple of inconspicuous vehicles, do a midday trip out there to reconnaissance.
We could.
I honestly like the idea of the couple of trucks.
Okay.
No, we don't even need to hang an ISIS flag off.
You know, we throw some weapons in the back in case shit hits the fan, but there we go.
Is an SKS rifle a sniper rifle?
No, it's similar to a oh my god, what's the name of it? AK.
Okay. The only reason I ask is because an SKS in other video games that I've played has been a sniper rifle.
I don't know, unless I'm thinking of the wrong thing. But I'm pretty sure my dad had an SKS.
I mean, I don't think that would be automatic. I think that would be
it's like a semi-automatic 10 mm-hmm. shot.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm reading the fact that it's a semi-automatic rifle designed by Soviet small arms dealer Sergei Gorilovich Simonov in 1945.
I honestly, like, if we were in a desperate situation, I would want a rifle like that, not an automatic weapon. Because pay and spray is not going to do you any favors.
Because, ammo. Right? Yeah. Like, yeah, you're just not.
Just pay attention to if we are using weaponry, whether or not it has a lethality rating on it, and whether or not you are firing that weapon near or around allies.
Mm-hmm. Fair. Like my hand grenade with its kill radius.
Yeah, correct. Exactly like that. Oh, I've got grenades as well. Nice. Because essentially, if you roll under the lethality percentage, everything within the radius instantly just gets just destroyed.
Jeff, you're going to attempt to bribe?
No, I think that we're going to eventually just take a daytime trip out there in a couple of pickup trucks.
Oh, you convinced him not to send a bribe guy out there?
Do we want to advance some days then?
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Okay.
We move forward. Next turn.
We'll probably advance a couple of turns. On April 4th, you get an advanced drone.
Ooh.
Delivered. So you do have an advanced drone. It's not weapons capable, but it is better than your standard drone.
Pull that Taiwanese plastic off that sucker.
I imagine the group would like me to instantly get that thing in the field.
Heck yeah.
You need to look and see kind of what sort of ranges we're talking about here. I don't know how far you can pilot it. I don't think that's going to be in there.
How far away are we from the house?
I thought we said
like 40 miles.
It was 40 miles from Mosul. Where are we in comparison to that?
Because I'm just going to say you now can surveil from closer. You know what I mean? But you might still have to go into the field. I don't imagine it's got a 40 mile range.
Well, I mean, retail drones have like 5 to 10. Yeah. So, I mean, if it's anything like a commercial, you're looking at 20 mile plus.
So that's what I'm saying. You're probably looking at something a little bit nicer for sure. You definitely have it. No big deal there.
How do you spell Kirkuk?
K-I-R-K-U-K. Kirkuk. Also,
all of our Google searches are just getting flagged right now.
It's all on my Wi-Fi, which, trust me, it gets plenty of weird pings already.
All the ISIS and ISIL and, yeah.
Kirkuk to Mosul is a 2-hour and 20-minute trip. 172 kilometers.
Yeah, we're going to get closer.
Like, military drones have a range of, like, thousands of
drones. Yeah, but in your head, you've got a predator drone. That's not what we're working with.
What are we working with?
We're working with a 20 mile range personal advanced drone. Somebody who
but it would allow us to go
correct
and surveil the property before we get there.
Most definitely.
Yeah, you could definitely stop out well ahead and send the drone over and see what happens. Yeah. Not exactly going to be quiet or necessarily completely inconspicuous, but
we could also be driving along with the drone up, surveilling the roads in front of us.
It's a good idea.
As a thought.
The social media inquiry. Yep. You find something on social media about posted on the 24th of March, a story from a Nalin Halabaji, Nalin Halabaji, about some guards being attacked at an ISIL checkpoint by a cloud of insects.
Oh, there we are.
And that's one of the first things on our list.
There were screaming, the guards were screaming and falling down. There was a terrifying amount of blood. It seems that all died but one. Her statement says that, you know, that as the one survivor started to run, he fell to his knees as if weeping or praying. And then the cloud suddenly vanished and he walked away. She recovered enough from her terror to creep home, and she warned people never to go. She warned her cousin never go out at night. Yep. Some sort of cross post chatter type thing. Spencer, you very quickly recognize, sort of looking into the Lord of War and everything else, Father of War. I say Lord of War or what? It's a great movie.
Calm down, Nick.
This is a really good movie, though. You begin to recognize that some of that information is in the Narcotic manuscripts. And the next thing I'm sure you're going to ask me is, what do I know about the Narcotic manuscripts? Ask him something else. I mean, you could, but the question is, what do you know about the Narcotic manuscripts?
Of course.
That was not in the...
Oh, that incident wasn't in?
The incident was, but there was not anything about somebody walking away.
Ooh.
After they prayed.
Interesting.
What's so useful is that I can send you an image of what you know about the Narcotic manuscripts. In Sweet. A helpful... text box called What You Know of the Narcotic Manuscripts.
So what does knowledge in unnatural give you? Is it just the chance to have some idea of what's actually going on?
I thought it actually gives you increased occult percentage.
It can.
What's your percentage in occult?
Occult, 80. Unnatural, 10.
So yeah, that would make your occult rolls theoretically a 90.
Unless it's already built in.
Don't say that.
Well, yeah, true.
Take the 10. Take the 10.
It's not very often we have characters with an occult roll above 10%. I don't know that it's a good thing that we know exactly what the fuck is happening all the time.
Correct. Okay, how do I get this to?
That's why we're always 5 points away from our sanity break.
Dang it.
It's okay. She's watching all of it from outside herself anyway.
Oh, she's the one with the dissociative disorder?
Depersonalization.
Yeah.
Okay. There you go, Spencer. You now have a link about the Narcotic manuscripts, and I will read it to the folks. What you find out is that there are myths about the Father of War in the Narcotic manuscripts. They are the Narcotica or Canotica, Narcotica, spelled differently. The Narcotic manuscripts or Narcotic fragments are Greek magical papyri from around the time of Christ. They draw oracular and mythical meanings from a set of indecipherable runes and hieroglyphics supposedly discovered in Ultima Thule. The Narcotic manuscripts purport to deal with a wide range of unnatural lore gleaned from wisdom of ancient masters who exist beyond time. Conflicting interpretations of the Narcotica are an old part of the Western magical tradition. Since 1485, explorers, occultists, philologists, and archaeologists have added texts, steles, and inscriptions and similar alphabets to the Narcotic core, as well as forgeries, honest mistakes, traits, writing, and their own commentaries. There's no complete or even authoritative edition of the Narcotic manuscripts. Handwritten copies, academic conference proceedings, and other partial versions can be found in many top-ranking university collections. A three-volume set of the commonly accepted core of the time was printed in London in 1768. The print is now shockingly hard to find. A mimeographed copy can be found in the National Library of Greece.
Really? An old scroll that says it's fucking magic.
So yes, online you find all kinds of gibbering tales of the Father of War that seem to have a leading thread towards the Narcotic manuscripts, but it quickly becomes like anything else you research that's mildly arcane or occult. There's 11,000 different interpretations.
The Hidden Masters, yeah.
Correct.
ChatGPT. Can you give me a digital version of the Canonic manuscript?
Explain this as if I were a fifth grader.
So, that gives you another option there.
Okay. So, do you think it would be worth it for us to pursue getting a copy from the National Library of Greece?
I don't know that you're going to get a copy.
Yeah, just airmail.
They sell a poster version?
Yeah. You sell a like flipbook version in your...
Yeah. Send it over in a helicopter. You'll make it, I swear.
Can I get a children's guide?
Yeah. Breaking news, helicopter shot down.
Oh man. Did say something about an alphabet, right? Is this elder sign linked to
it? It's an indecipherable rune.
Oh, indecipherable runes.
Which?
It's just fancy math.
Yeah. Well, I mean, thinking about that rune though, if that rune does that, then theoretically there might be other runes that do different things.
Mm-hmm. Just watch it.
Do you want me to advance time a little further?
How long was that?
That was basically 2 days. It's now the fourth.
Anything you guys want to do in that time?
I think we're we're going to go ahead and head out. Well, we got our drone now, so.
Yeah, let's go.
I would imagine.
What characters are available to go?
Mary's available.
Right now, I am showing that the Jennifer and Hastings would not be available at this point.
Right. Landry got the drone, so yep, he's correct. Done. Pashkev is available.
Yeah. Staff Sergeant Warner and Al Rabini are available as well.
Okay. So who do you want to go?
Hastings was the only one who could read the info to begin with.
Well, you're just surveilling the place right now.
Oh, well, we want to get into that treasure room where the
right
where the other artifacts were. And we're going to need...
But Hastings, I don't know how long she's going to be tied up.
What's Hastings doing again?
Researching the tablets.
Wind's unknown to a doc.
Well, I guess we can take pictures.
Okay.
Bring back what we can.
So, recon on Rassam's house is next on the list.
Yep.
Okay. I think we will leave it to the Discord chat then for you folks to kind of decide if there's other things you want to do. Plot it out a little bit more. Think about it a little
things
bit more.
Things are going to happen at Rassam's house. So, we need to plan that for next time.
Yep.
You are leaving. I mean, Kirkuk is like not the edge of the front line, but the front line is not far. Rassam's house may not be where the fighting is, but you will have to traverse through unpleasant territory, so you may want to think about that. And if you're taking a team, what does it look like? Who does it comprise of? More people? Less people? Those are all things that you will want to think about before you do it.
Might need
I mean, you two guys want to hop in a Jeep and take off with a drone. I mean, sure.
Might want to invest some of that money in some cover.
So we'll think about that, and next time we'll see if we have an assault on the on Rassam's house.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Questions, comments, concerns?
This is fun. I like it.
Yeah.
Nice change of pace.
Like I said, thinking globally is going to be useful. That ain't the way to have fun, son. That ain't the way to have fun, son. Our title track, Mama Told Me Not to Come, composed by friend of the podcast Ian Shannon, with additional vocals by Lucas Patterson and Cody Grady. You can find more of Ian's work at sleepfortheweary.com. Like what you heard? Check out more episodes online at rancorsbrothel.com, YouTube, or anywhere you can download podcasts. Enjoy talking nerdy? Follow the podcast with other listeners on the Fans of the Rancors Brothel Facebook page. Most of all, keep circulating the tapes. Much love, everybody. It is. I don't wanna see no more.